Hello and welcome to Law and Order S Review here on Fanversation at our special time today. I'm so excited to be joined by my incredible co-host. Hello, Felicia Michelle.
Hi, guys.
Also, Taylor Gates is here. Hello, Taylor.
Hello. I want you all to know I am hotspotting from my phone because my power is out, but there was no way I was missing this episode. And so I went to great lengths to be here, and I just want you all to know and admire that.
You better be appreciative. If you are listening, go and give us 5 stars because Taylor has the hot spot, and you already know it's inflation in California. So this episode is costing her $59. So go at least leave a comment.
Honestly, wow. Maybe one of you guys is like, cut my power. I'm sick of her. Like, but guess what? You didn't win. I won still. So
I appreciate that you think that. That is a thing that we would do.
Whatever makes sense. I'm with you, Taylor.
I did it, guys. I cut the.
Oh, yeah, now I'm here. Well, sorry, buddy, but
foiled again. welcome. Oh my goodness, Daryl is here. Daryl says Taylor is hardcore.
So true, Daryl. Thank you for realizing that.
Also, Daryl appreciates us being earlier. Because he's in the UK, but also, you know, we're not early usually because I have Sunday school. So it's my fault, guys. I'm sorry that we're not earlier. We could be, but I can't. Aaliyah says, hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Thanks everybody for joining us. Before we jump in, this is season 23, episode 16. Sorry if it got weird for you. I would like to remind everyone that if you are in a situation where you need help, please reach out to Rain. Their number is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. Taylor, you're on mute. You might want to unmute to tell us.
I know, there was noise outside, but it spells hope. I want you all to know that.
Good. I was like, unmute, you're going to miss your cue.
No. Trust me. My finger was right on the pulse.
Look, and look, the way Taylor set up today, I'm not even playing any games with her. I was just over here quiet, like, no.
I'm too fragile for games right now.
So yes, that is the hotline if you need it. Also, on our show, sometimes the SVU gets very serious and dark. And when that happens, we make light. And that is how we process and get through things and also entertain you. And consider this your content warning because I'm sure I'll say something offensive that will end with Taylor and Felicia going, yell. So let's see. Let's see what happens. Let's
There's
see how far
you can push. That you just are gonna love and talk about, and I can't wait to get there.
I feel like hardcore Taylor is here, and like that's you're small potatoes to her right now. Building.
That is true. Before we talk about the episode, I'm just gonna remind everybody stay till the end. I want to talk about the next episode, so we'll talk about that at the end. So keep it here. Don't go anywhere. And like Felicia said, rate, review, like us. Give Taylor her 5 stars, damn it. Okay. There's no quick cap on IMDb, so fuck it. Let's move on. Thoughts on this episode? Figure out what this episode was.
And we're moving on.
Yeah. Taylor, what did you think of this episode and your beloved?
Listen, I love Sherry Song so much. I'm a huge fan of the Fosters. You know I love Gambler's Fallacy, which she is obviously in. And so I was like, ooh, are we going to get the return of her? No, but we didn't. But we got Cress instead, who obsessed. She could have done anything, though, and I would have been, like, obsessed. Love her. Oh, no, I'm freezing.
No, you're great.
We're still there.
Okay, whew, I froze on my end. I was like, it was too much. It was too much praise. But, no, she's the best, and I was obsessed with her little turtleneck looks in here. I was like, okay, like, tech queen, that's right. But I loved it. And then, of course, we got also, like, a courtroom freakout, which is always just, like, so fun. So I thought it was great. I had a good time.
Amazing. Felicia, what did you think?
I definitely agree with Taylor. Love a court freakout. Mwah, chef's kiss. Love it. Love it. Love dismissing the jury. Jury leave. Love everybody come to my chambers. Love a who did it. It was interesting. It was a great episode, I think, as far as like storyline. But, you know, I always kind of split the episodes in two for me. It's like kind of storyline and also what's happening with our team. And that to me was a little weak sauce. So I didn't really like that. But, oh, I think literally in my notes, and my overall thought of this episode is Velasco's an idiot. It's my notes, like my note, like my episode notes. It's like the only note I have is Velasco's an idiot, and I can't wait to talk about that.
Taylor, any thoughts on Velasco, or should I take it away?
I mean, I thought he was all right. Like, I did appreciate that he like was trying to use what he's learned in the 3 seconds he's been here. And he, you know, he was gentlemanly. I mean, it's bare minimum stuff, but I was like, okay, like, I guess I appreciate that he tried to help her up the stairs, even though, you know, he let her fall down them.
Girl, okay. That's exactly, I should have put Velasco is useless is what I really should have put.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's accurate.
Absolutely useless.
You guys are so good. Jennifer in the chat says, agreed. I thought it was a strong episode in terms of the case. Absolutely. So, okay, let's start with Velasco. I feel like the choice to like have him shave and go out on the date was in an attempt to make us like him more. And I didn't. I like watched and I went, I guess he looks better, but that's it. So yeah, he was there. I do appreciate also the fact that like he
He was there.
He was there. It was pointed out.
Yeah.
It was pointed out that he's only been there for 6 months, but also we have pointed out that he doesn't show up to work. So like he has been there for 6 months, but how many days has he actually worked?
Three.
So it felt almost like, and this is going to sound weird, it felt like when he was on the date that I didn't believe that he would walk in and see this girl drunk and be like, yeah, I got to catch up. Like, that's what I thought he would do. I thought he would be like, oh, she's down. Like, okay, let's get there. Let's have a good night. And so the fact that he was like put off by how drunk she was and then was like, she was like, come on up, let's go upstairs. And he's still new to SVU. And so the fact that he wasn't like, cool, I'm going to get some was surprising to me.
No, this is not really that important.
Okay.
It is important. Tell us.
I'm just saying I like him better when he's being quick ride driver, like undercover Velasco. Like that is where he's like, this felt very like off brand a little bit. Like that's where I liked him. This I was like, it just didn't feel quite right.
Maybe they're trying to establish a brand for him. I mean, it was very, very obvious that they're trying to use this to point out that he's new and his trajectory of learning, because we've seen many guys, especially the guys that come in and have a learning curve when they come and join the squad in SVU, understanding like how the world, it just was like, to me, I was like, you didn't learn shit. Like, you ain't learned shit. Like, because why would you, the girl's already 3 sheets. Like, no, actually, she's 2 sheets. She only needs one more sheet, and off in the wind will she go. And you get there. So why would you decide to keep pounding drinks with her? That was a little weird. And then even the foreshadowing by Finn, like, you were warned that, like, online dating is not, it's not a thing. Like, it's even one of my lines. It's like, it's Russian roulette. Like, it's not that safe. And then to be like, okay, well, now she's super drunk. I'm going to make sure she gets home okay. But, like, I'm going to go inside and, like, get her. It just seems like you're putting yourself in a bad situation.
Right.
What if you actually did go inside? Oh, this would have might have been better. Warren Light, if you would say that he actually went inside, right? And this happened with, I think, Stone before. Say he actually went inside, and because of her trauma from before, she confused and thought she was attacked by him. The team could have found out that it was the other guy, and that would have been kind of cool.
So...
But
I feel the opposite. I think he should have stayed by the gate. He should not have walked her up the stairs. I think that's first. Second of all, Jennifer in the chat says, I thought he was fine. I'm glad they didn't make a thing about him being falsely accused. And I agree that I like that he wasn't falsely accused, but I also don't believe that he would have been like, this girl seems drunk and therefore I'm going to be respectful. I feel like he's still new enough that he would be like, this girl's drunk. I'm going to get drunk too and have a good time.
No, I don't see it, because she was coming on so strong, and like his personality type seems like he's more about the thrill of the chase and the catch like that. You know, guys like that might be like, yeah, but I think she was coming on so strong from the beginning that it kind of maybe was like a little bit like, I think instantly his, his antennas were up, you know, instantly about it. So it kind of wasn't the same. Maybe if he had met her and she was sober and they had pounded these drinks together and they got to that space together and then she went, maybe he'd have been like, yeah, heck yeah, I'm a smash. But
KM in the chat says he didn't want to be there like a blind date. But KM also says he's not fitting. What happened to his anger issues from the first case? I don't recall anger issues, but that might be more interesting if he had them.
It was a little weird, but it was cool that he had the insight that he had learned. Okay, this seems like somebody who something happened. Yeah. I don't know what, and I can't call it, but something happened to this girl.
Yeah, maybe it would have been more. Maybe he should have like gotten drunk with her and then be like, "Well, I'm gonna walk you home just to be safe," and then the whole like freak out. I just feel like he came in there and was like, "Something's wrong. This girl's a victim," and I don't believe. Yeah. I don't believe that he would have picked up on that so quickly.
You don't think he's smart enough is what you're basically trying to say. You don't think he's smart enough or he has the instinct
100%
to do it.
Sorry, was I unclear? I think he's not smart.
Okay. Cleared that up.
Oh, this has turned into a roast.
All right, let's talk about, speaking of roast, I have to roast this app. Mr. Right Now. Because women were being sexually harassed, they're changing their name to Mr. Right Forever.
Like, I'm so sorry. The logic of that does not add up to me. How is changing the name doing anything? Unless there's like, what did you actually do? Like, besides rename it?
They claimed that they were going to be better. As someone who's been on dating apps, and I'm willing to admit that on the internet, has been on multiple different dating apps. The receiving lewd comments and unsolicited dick pics and vulgar questions and harassment is how those apps work. And I'm not saying that that is how it should be. I'm saying the fact that the app was like, oh, what if we change our name and people get that we're more serious? No, that's not how people
matter. It doesn't matter because no matter what they say, y'all's right. I'm right with you. I've been on dating apps too, probably like all of them, but and actually banned from a couple anyway. That's a different story for a different day.
Yeah, it is.
I have a theory about that. Anyway, but like being on there, even when the ones that say they're, oh, this is a more serious type of dating, this, it doesn't matter. The trash man come to every street, baby. Okay. Like just literally, and I mean, it's not like you want to say, I expect to be harassed, but I expect that there is some percentage of people and men that exist like this that are also using these apps that are going to like say disgusting and lewd things. I'm also going to say it's not even just specific to men. Mm. There are women on these apps who also say disgusting and lewd things too, but it's just the percentage of men is just way higher because, you know, they can be trash. You know,
I know you said that we shouldn't say that we should expect it, but I expect that's how the internet is.
That it's there. You anticipate there. It exists.
A friend of mine suggested I join app number 3. And I was like, what, why is that any different? And they were like, oh, it's more serious people. And I was like, okay. I was like, look, I'll do it, but it takes me about a week until I get angry and get off. And they were like, you get angry because you don't find someone? I went, no, I get angry at the amount of unsolicited dick pics and lewd questions and comments I get. And that's what I sign off the, and I delete the app. Like, that's just how it is. I do a week at a time and then I get fucking annoyed. And I'm like, well, I'm done with this one for now. So Mr. Right Forever is not going to be any better than Mr. Right Now.
There should be more things to protect people in the dating apps, because essentially you do meet somebody, you know, and in this story, he just happened to be the owner of this app. Right. And that's how this went down. But like, you know, we have other cases where they've met on dating apps and now the app is gone after they've been assaulted. Like that's a thing that can happen. There should be the level of anonymity that these apps give people is what's really dangerous, right? And so if we were a little bit more accountable and had to be like, if everybody like verified, if they did a little more of that, maybe it wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, Daryl says, I thought that they would have announced a new feature or a partnership with local law enforcement. Yeah, I think if I could easily be like, this is a dick, I would like to report this. If it was that simple, I think that might benefit.
This is a dick. I would like to report this.
I mean, you know, many times it's like the robot test. You know what I mean? Like, is this a bridge? This is a dick.
Nope, it's a dick.
It's Taylor not saying nothing for me though. What you got, I mean, come on, Taylor? Taylor,
I just think it's great that they changed one word and they're like, our problem solved. Like, we've done it.
To be fair, they did say that they were now going to be better. They claimed that they're going to be better.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Thanks for that verbal promise. Yeah. Your word is your bond.
Yeah. He says, preach. And Jennifer says, no such thing as more serious people on dating apps. That's not true. I know people who've married people from dating apps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, no, that has happened. That can happen. But just the percentage, baby. We talk about the percentages, probability. We're getting into that part of it. And the percentage is low.
I would like to compare dick pics to marriages.
That's
what's more likely to happen. Experiment.
But you know what? Hey, I know that.
What apps are you on?
What app am I on? Yeah. I've tried them all. I've tried Tinder. I've tried Hinge. Hinge is like the most. I've tried one that's just for gay people.
Is it Her?
Yes.
I've also done Her. Not, I'll tell you this, no dick pics.
No dick pics.
Not a single. It was a much nicer experience on Her.
It is. And I bet that's Chris's app, actually.
All right. Let's talk about it.
I trust Her.
Jennifer says new poll.
Honestly, all right.
Yeah. All right. So we find out this girl is assaulted. That takes us to Jackson Wright of Mr. Wright Forever. And Chris, the CFO / Lisa's godmother. What did you think about that relationship? I did like this connection in the workplace.
I did too. And I almost wish we got a little bit like more of that being, I don't know, like a thing that's called out, if that makes sense. Like we kind of get a little bit of it, but that's like really interesting that they're not only, like they're so close, like all three of them are so intertwined. And I think they could have maybe even played that up a little bit more. They kind of did at the end, but throughout
it feels weird that, so Cress and Jackson went to college together, and that's, they like knew each other and were together with his wife, and she is the godmother of Lisa. So shouldn't he be like Uncle Jackson or something?
Yeah. Ooh, that's very creepy when you go to point that
You're
out.
Welcome.
Like, this is my.
Thank you.
Thank you. Like, it's even make it, it adds like an incestuous whatever, incest, all that shit, that's nasty. Like, cause he would have known about this little girl from when she was a little girl, right? It's like, oh, this is my goddaughter. If your goddaughter is close enough to you where you would get her a job, I'm pretty sure that you had a goddaughter. And also, if you have a daughter, why are you bringing him around? Why would you bring them in anywhere in the same space if you've been assaulted by this man? Like, that was like my main question. And I don't like, you know, it's not cool to question victims in that way and stuff like that, but this really still happened to you, right? So why would you bring someone else around?
I think I agree with you. And I really struggled with the first time Cress is told that this happened, that she like can't believe it. And I get that it was like, I wouldn't believe that he would do this to her, but it really sounded like she didn't believe that it happened, which feels odd because as the story goes on, she like 100% believes it. It just felt like a lapse in judgment.
I thought she was going to be shady. Like, I don't know, but I just got the vibe. I was like,
yes.
No, like there's something, but no, I guess that was the twist, was that she was sincere.
Yeah, because it made her seem like when she immediately grabbed everyone and started her own thing, I said, oh no, this is either a setup where she knew this was going to happen to this young lady. It's either the young woman really wasn't, and this is all made up, and she like targeted to go with Velasco on a date because he's a SVU detective, right? Barely. But like it just seemed contrived, and then that was amazing because it really added to the storyline of like there's already a cast of disbelief with victims, especially when the person has so much money or influence and power, and now you add a move like this. She kind of got on my nerves, crested when she reached out to all of the women and then said, "Oh, I can't give you that information."
Yes,
you called them. You called them on your own, and now you can't tell the police who can actually do something about it. That's when I was like, I don't know about her. I'm not sure.
I'm with you. Cress was the most self-centered person the entire episode. Like, I wrote in my notes, like, this isn't about you. This isn't about you. This isn't about you. How many times did she make it about herself? Oh, man, I totally.
And then she had to kill herself. Like, really?
Right, like, it's not about you.
Side attempt this episode, you.
That's one of my, there's like 5 exclamation points of the suicide attempt. It's not about you.
Which, I mean, again, maybe that was because of the realization that she actually had been assaulted. It's right. Not unusual for people not to realize they've been assaulted until after it's already happened. And maybe that's years or months. You know, maybe that's a realization to understand what the definition of assault is, you know. But his thing, like, oh, sorry if it got weird between us. And I think it was so smart of the writers to choose that kind of verbiage because yeah. A lot of people try to normalize the shit they date. Hold on, let me look at the camera. Some people will try to normalize the fucked up shit that they do to you and try to make it seem like it's normal. They try to make it seem like it's normal and it's not normal at all. They try to make you feel like the freak and say, I'm sorry if it was weird for you because you're the weirdo when they're actually the weirdo. So fuck people like that. And that little saying that he said, yeah, that was that. Can you put me back small again?
Sorry, I forgot weird.
That little saying that he said was like, that is so dismissive of the experience too. And that's what people who are predators oftentimes do. They just dismiss like, oh, that was nothing. Oh, other people that mm-hmm. didn't harm anybody else or they didn't say anything about it. He even says like, none of this is assault. And like when he was like, oh, this kink shaming him. And I'm like, oh,
we'll get to that in a sec.
No,
y'all let me know when y'all ready to open up that can of worms. Cause I'm ready. When y'all ready. Let me know.
Okay. KM agrees she learned her goddaughter got assault in her first move was save the company.
She saved for 12 years of work. I've worked here a decade.
She saved for 12 years.
He said that so many times. I put 12 years of my life into this.
I mean,
well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter right now.
It's not about you. I'm sorry if it got weird. That saying is the equivalent to the non-apology of I'm sorry you were offended, right? Like,
I'm
not
sorry
what I did. I'm sorry if you felt that way. I'm sorry that you feel like shit. No, that's not an apology.
That's the worst kind of apology. Like, just don't even, just I'd rather you just say fuck me. Like, fuck you. I'd rather you say fuck you. Like, because that's essentially what you just said.
Yes. I didn't tell you guys how I felt about the whole episode as a whole. I felt like this episode was a roller coaster. That's how I described it because things just kept happening. It like snowballed. And then at the halfway point when it kind of became the like court case and that continued to snowball, I was like, wow, this episode just got wild. Also, I don't know when there was a moment early on where I went, oh, he raped Cress at some point. I don't know what.
I called it and I was really proud of myself. But I was like, there's something. Yeah.
Right. There's something at some point you go, oh, he raped her.
Yeah. I totally called it too. I was like,
Creepy.
He's just creepy. And
I want to give some shout outs to some actors here because we need to. So John Glazer played Jackson Wright. Of course, we know that Sherry Somm played Cress. Christine Spang played Lisa, and I have it in my notes at the end, but I want to do it now. The jury foreperson, who was played by Doug Bartling Jr., had the deepest voice, and it came out of nowhere. And the first time I watched the episode, I was like, wow, I got to make sure I make a note of, like, that's incredible. And then I forgot. And then upon second viewing, I was like, oh my God, there it is again. What a voice. Doug Bartling Jr., you have an amazing voice. And I would like that on the record. Whew, those are my shout outs for this episode. All right, let's talk about the court case, the beautiful court case. First of all, we have Velasco testifying. And the concern of whether he was over prepped or not. Thoughts on his testimony? He had like no charisma.
Yeah, he was very much. But I do want to say, like, I did like the defense attorney. I think his like way to twist it was really good. I always am like, oh yeah, this is doing good, and then they do cross, and I'm like, whoa, I never even thought they could twist it like that. But I thought that was like really smart to be like, okay, so if she was confused with you, how do I know that she wasn't confused with whatever happened with Jackson?
This is his second episode that we've had him on. He was also the defense attorney for Fast Times at the Wheelhouse. His name was Swope, and the actor is Julian Elijah Martinez.
I like his face.
What'd you say? I like his face.
I like his face.
Yeah.
It also is a very nice face. I would say.
I almost said something else.
Felicia?
This is why you're banned from the dating apps, Felicia.
Was it about his face?
It's a very nice face.
There we go. I know where the next sentence is. All right. Jennifer says he's really good. More, please. Mm-hmm.
What Jennifer said.
Yep. Okay.
We haven't had a like defense attorney that we really, really hate in a second, like a new person that we just hate, like, oh God, like, and it could be him.
I think we said last time we met him that he probably works for the same firm as Buchanan.
Yeah. And
if we didn't say it then, I'm saying it now, and I think that I believe it, and I would love to see them pair up. Yeah. I want to talk about the scene between Lisa and Velasco, the like last scene, because Cam points out I was shocked not to see a scene between Lisa's parents and Cress, and I think that's totally fair. But we did get an extra scene with Velasco and Lisa that felt like they're trying to make them a thing that like we'll see in the future. And yeah. My note says, do we care?
Well, here's the thing. Honestly, we might have to, because I was sensing that they were going to try to love triangle with Velasco and Rollins and Carisi. So maybe we don't want that to happen.
We definitely don't want that to happen.
I know, but I sensed it. Hers like first couple episodes with Rollins, I was like, listen, I think they're going to do it.
Rollins was, you know, she's a self-sabotager. Listen, she will build up everybody's life except her own. She will sabotage all her good shit every single time. I understand why some man presents you with a diamond ring. He a doctor. He done knocked you up, want to marry you, and then you gonna say no. So ever since that episode, I've just been like, this bitch loves to self-sabotage. Like, she just is not a good decision maker when it comes to herself. And she was flirting with Velasco. She was flirting with that other detective too.
Khaldun. Sergeant Khaldun.
As soon as her and Carisi started to get closer, she started to do that weird self-sabotage shit where she was flirting with other dudes, right? And this, I was like, Amanda, close the cookie box and keep it to yourself. You know? Because what? Keep the cookie box to yourself. Like,
you have a conversation and open the cookie box to everyone.
Or yes, have an adult conversation. But I didn't like that because in my head, Carisi is, you know, he's not doing any of that. Like, he's kind of a simp for her, you know. Mm-hmm. And anybody doesn't know what simp is.
Yeah, no, we know what.
Y'all know what simp is. Okay. He's a simp for her. And so it's just like, you know, he's not doing anything but like working on work and like helping her take care of her two kids. And you're over here flirting. I don't know. I need it to end. Wrap it up, please. Make it end. It hurt.
So, sorry, to get back to Velasco and Lisa. Daryl says that it did feel like they were hinting at them being a thing, but also points out it seems inappropriate.
Yeah.
Well, Daryl, hell yeah. You right.
Jennifer says, I don't care about any of their personal lives in the first place, but definitely not his.
That's correct.
Jennifer also says to close the cookie box. I think cookie boxes are meant to be shared. And as long as your partner accepts and discusses that, you share that cookie box.
I know. And okay, why I think, now I need to defend my cookie box statement. Why I think Amanda needs to not open the cookie box is because sex and relationships are a weak area for her. Like she gets carried away a lot of times. And because of that, like, I feel like sex is great. I'm a very sex positive person, but sometimes sex can be a detriment to you if you're not if you're not healthy mentally in your space. That's why I said just keep it to yourself. Like, don't be flirting with you until you can figure out what it is that you want to do. Because clearly, you do like this man. You'd spend all this time with him, but you also like these other guys. So just keep your cookie box to yourself until you figure out what you want to do. And that's all. I'm not saying don't let your cookies get stale. I didn't say that.
I understand that until she understands like her relationship and is stable and secure in it, she can't be sharing cookies until they know that like she's not sabotaging. She's not sharing the cookie to sabotage.
Yes, yes. And whether that is if you only want to have shared cookies with Carisi or you want to share cookies with everybody, fine. But like you said, just have a conversation. Distribution situation.
Right. Decide. Is it like the Girl Scout cookies that are only available one time a year?
Wow. That was
so dumb with us. She's like, I can't.
This is a beautiful extended metaphor.
I love it. All right. Okay. So I have to just, in terms of the court case, the moment that Cress revealed that she was raped and the judge was like, we're going to continue because the jury can follow directions. My law degree is based on 23 seasons of SVU. So I'm pretty sure he will have grounds to appeal.
Yeah, I don't think if I were on that jury, I would have been able to follow those instructions. I'm going to be so honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, no, I would have been like, oh, well, that seeps into your mind whether you want it to or not. Like,
right. Yep.
I mean, I said what I said. I heard him say it. Like, right. That's what I heard you say. I heard it. Like, can't unsay that. They're probably talking about over pizza. Like, did y'all hear? I know we're not supposed to listen. I know we're not supposed to listen. But did y'all wait? Hold on, is that the last slice of pepperoni? Keep asking that one. But did y'all hear that? That shit was right. Like, you can't say it didn't impact the jury.
I also think that it could have impacted the jury the opposite way because there's definitely, there's some man who is like, she's just saying that to put a nail in his coffin. Like, we'll I think that it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think he has grounds for appeal. And again, my law degree is
you. Whether she did it or not, people like that, like his thing was, you could tell, like he was like, I'm not going down without a fight, because he took his fight to social media, which I thought was really interesting. And a part that he did not, or is this, am I going out of order?
Okay. No, you're good.
He did this thing, and I don't even know if anybody realized it, because I didn't realize it until the second time I watched it. He really did out Lisa.
Yeah.
He did, because even though, and this is because people, there's two battles in court usually when these kind of cases. It's court and then there's the court of public opinion, and he was fighting his battle in the court of public opinion. And when he said my issue is not with the victim, like, she's sweet, she's whatever, it's with her godmother. And when you do that, instantly people will go on to, and as a journalist I would think, let me go to the godmom's page, she's probably tagged, and I'm going to be able to find out, or at least narrow down and figure out who this girl is without you naming her. So you essentially you outed her as a victim, as your victim in front of the entire internet, because it wasn't long to figure that out. Like, she's a 20 something year old. She's probably been on social media for most of her life. So,
right. And he said Lisa, he said her first name at least. So,
I missed that. But I remember when he went on live, he's like, my issue's not my victim, it's with her godmother. And when you name the relationship, now people can put the pieces together.
Yeah.
He and Mr. Podcast Guy from a couple episodes ago really have the same playbook.
It's interesting that you point out the name thing, Felicia, because when Joe Velasco's on testimony, Swope was like, but she called you by name. And upon second viewing, I went, no, she did not. And maybe that was cut out, but like, no, she didn't. She did not call him by name when she was like, get off me, don't touch me. At no point did she say Joe. So just some interesting things.
Before he let her ass fall down them steps, maybe she's like, Joe, let me fall.
She didn't though. I watched it again just to make sure. But I want to talk about Jackson's testimony, because this is the moment that I got so excited.
He even put the asshole haircut too, by the way. Sorry.
The whole time I was thinking that, I was like, that would be.
He has a hair for like a fucking magician. Like, he looked like he's about to pull a rabbit out of a fucking hat. Like, that he had like
he's like clinging to his youth. Like he's like, yeah, I'm a dating app, young entrepreneur type. Like that's what it seemed like to me. Like it's just not.
No, you're right. Carisi says, oh, most women, they do like it weird. And he says, maybe not the women you date, but most of them like a little kink. And then his defense attorney was like, why are you kink shaming? I'm like, no, it sounds like he's asking for dating advice. Like this very much sounded like Carisi being like, oh, are women into that? Is that what women are into? I was like, at no point did he shame him. He's asking questions because he sounds like he's interested and would like to explore this further.
He's genuinely trying to get advice for how to please Amanda. Right. Like, this whole thing. He's just like, okay, so why are you
so they like spanking? Is that what you're saying? Most women like to be spanked? Okay, good to know. Good to know. Go on.
Now Taylor has me thinking that their sex life is trash.
I mean, this can't be why she's flirting with everyone else.
The kissing is lackluster, to say the least. I'm like, I've seen people kiss their dogs with more passion. Like,
I would love to see an episode where one of the kids finds a sex toy. It's like, what's this?
Yeah, that'd be gold.
I don't know. I saw him more. I'm still team Carisi and Nikki, but that's so long ago. It's like not going to find me.
Okay, happy. But Barbara, sorry. Not sorry.
Yeah. Who's Nikki?
Nikki or Nicole?
Oh, the girl?
Nikki.
Oh,
Nicole. Yeah, she's way back.
The activist.
Yeah, the activist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she's not Barbara, so.
I mean,
There's no chemistry is basically what is the bottom line of him. And like, I feel like he has the ability to have chemistry. Like him and Nicole have more chemistry than I feel like him and Amanda do. But
I think that Carisi seems to want to be a savior. Like he might want to be the guy who helps.
Has to save a hoe.
Yeah. And I think that Nicole is Nicole's too strong. You know what I mean? Like she was an activist. She had her shit together. Whereas Amanda, when we first, you know, up until recently has been a mess.
Yeah.
But we also him and Barbara.
I love Amanda, but I love her. I love you, Amanda.
I love Amanda too.
All right. Sorry, the chat's going crazy. Okay, Holly says, if I was on the jury, I would not be disregarding
that's
that.
What I'm saying. Yeah, no.
The whole trial is a mess with the allegations mixed with the corporate espionage, definitely good grounds for appeal. Yeah, I think that like the trial, it was just a mess. Daryl, mess is the right way to do it. Jennifer agrees there's potential interesting dynamic for him and Nicole. and then this. Carisi and Amanda look too much alike.
The jury's spoken. Like,
okay, I thought it was just me. I was like, okay, if I say this, is this going? This does this sound like? Yes, they look like cousins.
The truth is, TV has a history of not allowing interracial couples, and I think that is a thing TV is doing, and therefore you end up with this.
That or like it's always only one kind of interracial couple, right? Like it's really, really weird to me. And I always notice it. And I'm like, y'all only show one. You know, there's like a ton of different types of people with different types of interests and different types of interesting looks. You know, it's always like, I don't know. It's always like a light-skinned black woman with loose curls. I don't want that Afro shit with a white dude. It's always like, you know, like, they're like, who's the guy? Jody and Joshua. I don't know their last names. Joshua was on Dawson's Creek Back in the Gap, and Jody was in Queen and Slim, and I can't remember their names. And he's a white man, and she's a beautiful chocolate woman, and she's absolutely gorgeous. I'm like, that's a real-life couple. Like, so why doesn't TV show it? I don't know. Same reason they don't even show any interracial same-sex couples. Like that's like,
oh yeah,
impossible to see. Like, and I'm like, that happens. I know. Actually,
I mean, to be fair though, the Ken and Alejandro are an interracial same-sex couple.
Kind of.
Okay.
A little bit. Where are they at?
They're busy.
Oh my gosh, y'all! Sorry, I got excited. Finn as a grandpa. Could y'all even imagine?
Aw, I love it.
I mean, he's probably he's currently the father of a very young child, and I think that him being a grandfather is adorable.
Yeah.
He's like a granddad on the show. Like we got.
He's a granddad.
They have a kid on the show?
Yeah.
Why don't we ever see? Okay, why don't we ever see that?
I believe
like, see much
we
of it
saw the baby that's sending the clowns because there's a clown cake.
Sending the clowns, baby. What a clown.
Which is season
7? No, 19-ish, maybe? 20?
Yeah, long time ago, guys.
Outside of him getting married, when's the last thing that anything personal happened in his life? Like the last time? He got married.
He got not married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now that you say that, I forgot all about that and I miss her. Bring her back.
Phoebe. Yeah. All right.
He's around.
Daryl says they rarely show black men and white women. That's true. That is true.
I feel like they actually do show that a little bit more, but I'm biased, but
I want to talk about the end of the trial real quick, because we have this moment where Jackson Wright goes off the rails and starts shouting. And I wrote down, I think my favorite part, Your Honor, give me a minute. This is one of my favorite parts. And he says, that's what women do. They lie. And Carisi got him to show everyone who he was. And yep. I wrote, what a Barba move.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
I absolutely loved it. All right. Any more thoughts on the episode before we move into best lines?
Nope.
Felicia.
Just want to talk about the lines.
Lasco's an idiot.
Oh, is that so?
first and last thought. Bookends.
Perfect. All right. Some of our favorite lines. Felicia, what do you got?
Okay, let's see here.
Wait, let me make you hold on.
Okay. Some of my favorite lines. Okay. Online dating, Russian roulette. That's from Finn. He always has great wisdom. When someone says stop, I stop. It's not rocket science. That's Jackson.
For you, stop. It is, though, my dude. But you, it is.
But yeah, for you, it is. It's definitely rocket science or physics or some hard ass shit that you can't comprehend, or I don't know, maybe the bleach from your haircut. What are you talking about? And then my last one is, you're a good man, Dominic Carisi.
No.
Okay.
I was like, what kind of ending is that? Like, what was, like, it's just right. Like, yeah, you're a good man. And I'm like, are you saying that because his girlfriend's out of town and he's like handled all this stuff? That was weird too, but whatever. Why this the moment? It's like, oh, you're a good man. Like, you're a good man, Dominic.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
That made me barf. Yeah, Jennifer, I was like,
yeah. It was, that's not how you end an episode. That's just not the line you end the episode on.
And why did he need to hear that at that point? That was like my main thing. That why did he need, sorry, y'all. Somebody wants to say hi.
Ah, baby!
Hi. Like, why end it there? Like, why did you need to, why did he need that in that moment? Why did it need to be said? Like, I think it could have waited for something to happen. Like, there's so many moments where he's been down about his performance, about his confidence. And that's the moment that he needed. That's when he should have heard that. You should have been saying that to this man. Like,
I agree. Because he won his case. Like, there was nothing.
Not good job. But you're a good man.
It was about the whole reason Rollins wasn't in the episode. Look, you know how much I love when we get a reason why someone's not there? I love that. I do. I really love that. I don't need it to be something that's repeated and said throughout. Just tell us her mom fell and she's helping her. Okay, great.
Yeah.
I don't need the rest of it. Yeah. I just want to know where she is.
Maybe because the episode before was so Carisi and I'm not Kelly, but it is Kelly, but Carisi and Rollins heavy that they were like, okay, maybe we gave them so much last episode and not, we're not giving them a whole lot this episode. So let's like make a reasoning for it. Maybe
it's,
I don't know who the fuck is looking for them. Maybe some people are looking for them. I'm fine. You ain't got to mention it.
I just want, we've talked about this. I just want to know where they went. Every time. So I Blow Softball in the chat says this episode made me like Velasco a little more. And we talked about it early on. This is what I think they were trying to do. And I don't like it. All right. I have some lines I want to add. So I want to add the beginning of the when someone says stop, I stop. It's not rocket science. The first part of that is, I know what rape is, okay?
there you have it.
That's the quote. And then there was one more. Oh man, did I lose it? I lost it.
I want people to know that as you, when y'all was talking about some, she has notes, like she doesn't mean like she has like a little piece of paper. Like she means that she had her laptop out and she was like actually typing notes. There's like a physical Google Doc that's probably like 1,000 pages. She probably has like extra Google storage because she writes a million notes on these shows. Like when you say notes, I don't want people to actually know, like she's making notes, like real live notes.
The accuracy of your description
episode is like, I don't even need to watch the episode. Can I borrow your notes from class? Like, yeah, it's pretty comprehensive.
They're also in an outline form because I have the different sections.
Mine are too. My memory's goldfish memory.
I'm okay with being Dory. Like, so I'll put it in my phone and whatever comes off the top of the dome is what comes off the top of the dome.
All right, Taylor, take it away with the notes.
Okay, yeah.
The line, sorry.
God looks out for drunks. So true.
I have questions about that.
Sienna, go back in the sauna, baby. I'll be there in a sec. Also, I just love the entire like commercial with our girl Sienna. I thought that was great. It's not as bad as it looks. Well, it looks pretty bad. That gave me "it doesn't look good, Chrissy" vibes, which you know is one of my very favorite lines. This one just was like so dumb. I'm surprised a good-looking guy like you needs an app to meet women. Like that's such a stupid comment because like I don't know.
Because the year is 2022 and that's how it's done now.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Well, that's like you're too cute to be single type of.
Yeah, which is stupid. Move to strike your own cross examination. I was like, you got a little sassy there. Do you consider yourself an expert on what women want? Yeah, it's my calling. Here's the one I'm shocked you didn't say, Yale. Your Honor, is this a cross examination or just kink shaming?
Because it was not kink shaming, it was dating advice.
I know, but like the fact that line was in there was just like very tailored to you, I feel like.
I did love it so much.
And then finally, just the way that this was phrased, because it was just like so villainous. Are you jealous because I banged you once and threw you back, or because I banged your goddaughter? I was like, whoa, this guy is diabolical. But I love it when we get like a true villain line, and I felt like that was really it.
I agree. Thank you, Taylor, for bringing it home for us.
Yeah, of course. Shout out to John. We really actually hated you. It was true hate for me. I really actually could not stand you, sir. You did a fabulous job. That's like one of my favorite things when an actor does such a good job. I'm like,
yes. I'm trying to look up where I've seen him before.
I know, it looks so familiar, and I'm just like really horrible with names. Like the face, I'll be like, he was in the thing, and I'll run the whole plot down to you. Can't remember the title, can't remember the actor's name, but he looks super familiar. I thought that when I saw him.
I mean, usually I'll be like, oh, I've seen them before on SVU. He is currently in 3 episodes of Single Drunk Female, which is a really, really good show that everyone should go and watch. The entire season is out now on Hulu. I'm just going to promote it here because why not? I have nothing to do with that show. It's just good and I think you should watch it because I would like to see season 2.
Told me about this show.
Mm-hmm. Probably. It's really good. Holly says Jackson had the cringiest lines and Jennifer says, Damn boy, gotta give credit to a good burn. And John added, the jury will disregard.
True, true, true. Good point.
I love that. All right, so it's time for some of our interchangeable segments. I know that I gave up on the rip from the headlines aspect of our show, specifically because my resource was no longer trusted, but I would like to throw some things out. So this episode is obviously talks about issues that lots of dating apps have. A lot of apps, not just dating, but Uber as well, have a lot of sexual harassment and rape issues, which sounds ridiculous to say out loud, but that is the truth. That is a thing that happens a lot. But our last episode last week, Promising Young Gentlemen, does it seem have quite a few things that it may have been ripped from. And that includes the Sarah Lawrence College sex cult case. I don't know much about that.
Wait, it has a cult in it? So I will be looking it up.
Yes.
Sarah Lawrence
was a girl's school.
Yeah.
Because I remember from 10 Things I Hate About You, she wanted to go to Sarah Lawrence.
I don't know much about that. Who's getting a phone call during
that line?
I'm sorry,
Taylor.
Not good enough.
My sister calling my mom, but we're on the same iCloud, and so I get it for no reason. I'm sorry.
If it got weird for you.
Don't say sorry. Don't apologize too much. Don't say sorry.
Also, as we know, I will be watching Organized Crime and letting you know if anything ties in, and it does not. So we can move on from that.
Well, I'm watching regular Law & Order, and no, nothing so far, but it's getting better. It's getting better.
Okay. Sorry, that was not against you.
I know. It's like if you try to say Law & Order, SVU, and without SVU, or Law & Order and another yells, like it makes her nauseous.
Yeah.
She gets sick and she can't even talk about it.
It's a no for me. Taylor, do we have a weekly poll?
Yeah, we do, guys. Last week we wanted to know what your favorite Hudson University episode was.
Such a good question.
There's so many good ones. In last place, we have Devastating Story, sadly, with 11.1% of the vote.
I am Jane.
Yeah, I am Jane. No one liked Jane. That was third place. Second place, we have Grey, which is season 12, episode 9. That's 22.2% of the vote.
That's Chuck Mills and Love Potion number 9 with Sonia Paxton.
It is. All of these are good, though. And then in first place, we have a tie between Girl Dishonored and Promising Young Gentlemen. With 33 pictures to the vote. So that was fun. It was like 11.1,
22.2. Nice. Awesome. Taylor, what's happening this time?
Yes. So you guys, I had to have a highly specific poll because I did, because I had the chance. So we're asking what your guys' favorite poll, or what's your favorite episode with one of the moms from the Fosters is, and that is either Teresa or Terry Polo, because they've both been on 2 episodes now. So sorry, not specific, but it was my one opportunity to do so. So we have Confession, which is season 10, episode 2. That's Terry Polo episode. That one's really good. That's where the brother is like, I think I'm having feelings towards, like he eventually turns himself into being a pedophile. And when that's kind of interesting.
Oh, it's the one with the kid okay, so she's the mom in that one.
Yeah. Okay. I actually think that episode's really interesting. We also have Gambler's Fallacy, which I'm just like, how many times can I work Gambler's Fallacy into a pool? And the limit does not exist. We have American Disgrace, that's a Terry Polo episode. That's one with the basketball player.
Yes, that was the one that has the basketball player who is accused of raping the girl. They mixed the Solange elevator story with that basketball coach who's racist. They like mix those stories, yeah. And she's in that.
Yep. And then also the one that we just talked about, Sorry It Got Weird For You, which, you know, I think you know the plot of that one by now. So all great episodes, and we'll tell you where to find that poll in just a few minutes.
I love when you say that you should know what it's about because we've been talking about it, except that we like skip over a lot of things.
Well, you get the
it's like the newest one though. Like you might not need a reminder. Like sometimes we need a reminder. Like, oh, okay, that happened.
What
like,
when you do summarize it again? You didn't even do a quick cap.
They didn't even do a quick cap for it. So
yeah, we didn't even do a quick cap. So I'm definitely not going to do another quick cap.
Okay, it is time for
Taylor.
It is time for the most important question. What did we learn? I'm actually going to ask a question because I would like to learn the answer to this. Early in the episode, Lisa says, you know what they say, God looks out for drunks. Is that a saying? Is that a thing? Is that real?
Not one I've ever never heard.
Heard I've heard God looks out for babies. I've heard that part. Like, I've heard that saying. God looks out for babies.
Taylor.
But I feel like look, I'm trying to be professional and keep moving past this. Y'all are
literally, I can't help it.
Now my cat then ran off. Come on.
I'm sorry, Taylor.
Hot Mess Express. That's my group name.
Guys, today's not my day. I don't even have power. My lights aren't even on right now. I'm spending $100,000 to hotspot this episode for all of you. The least you can do is not bullying me.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't me. I was trying to be professional.
I fucked it up, guys. I'm
okay,
sorry.
I know what I learned. She said bye.
I'm out. Y'all come back.
I'm sorry.
I know what I learned.
Okay.
I prefer to do the show with lights on.
That's fair. That is fair.
Cool. Fair.
Felicia?
What I learned is that I already knew that. I already knew that too.
People may not know that.
Oh,
could lie.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to be dishonest with people. I feel like this is a safe space, and it's only
it
safe,
is a safe space
to be honest. I was going to say I learned Blasco is an idiot, but I feel like I already
you knew that.
Right. So you see what I'm saying? I learned.
That's true. If you would have said that, I would have been like, "You didn't already know that."
Yeah, I would have called me out because this is a real space. I learned that I think we're going to... Okay, I didn't learn shit. All right, I can't think anything. I didn't learn nothing. My poor homegirl Taylor is on her hotspot. I'm not wasting her time like that.
Listen, I learned that he's sorry if it got weird for you. Okay?
That's fair.
Yeah. In the day.
Yeah, that's I didn't learn anything. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think we need to accept that sometimes we won't learn something on these episodes. But I learned that
We learned I taught to keep a cookie box to yourself until you figure out what's going on up here.
That's true.
And then you communicate like an adult through here. And then you can do whatever you want to do with your cookie box as long as you are mentally clear.
Thank you, Felicia, for teaching us that.
You're welcome. Free education for everybody.
I learned that Taylor is willing to hotspot and do this, this show for Sherry Sump.
Yes.
Like, that's who it's for.
Yes.
And I think that you should let her know that because of her, you did this. And now I have a very high phone bill.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go real quick,
coming on and talking about gambler's fallacy with us, how about that?
Like, done. Let's say, Sherry, Taylor has spent $59,000 to hotspot this on her phone to do this episode of the show. And if you could retweet it, or you could, you know, you don't got to send Taylor her money, but if you come on and talk with us, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, you can send Taylor her money if you want to, but you don't have
to. I'm not going to say no.
Not the way gas prices are set up in LA.
Oh, man. All right. Before we get way off topic, I did say that I would talk about next episode. So the next episode is going to air on April 7th. That is a Thursday like usual. Our show will be postponed and not be that Sunday? When will it be? Great question. We'll let you know at some point. It's not going to be that Sunday. But the promo says the search will take everything. So they're looking for trafficked women, and an officer will be down. So any guesses as to who goes down with the officer down? I would have said Velasco, but I feel like they're trying to keep him. So
I'm going to say Velasco because we've seen everyone else go down like 8 trillion times. It's kind of a rite of passage.
Sure. Yeah, I'm with Taylor.
I was going to go with Rollins, but...
Again?
Yeah, why not?
I am tired of her. She always getting abducted. She always getting kidnapped. She's always... I'm okay. I'm okay. It's Velasco's turn. And bring back his facial hair, because...
All right.
I'm sorry. I think he looks better, like, with it. And I feel like it's such a character marker for me. And meeting him, and now you changed it. And I feel like I already didn't like him, and I didn't know him. And now I really don't know him, and I really don't like him.
I feel like they're trying to pull a Carisi where he had this stupid mustache and they got rid of it. And then we were like, oh, okay.
I needed to go.
I forgot about that mustache. All right. So, yeah, let us know in the comments who you think goes down. We so far have 2 votes for Velasco. I have 1 for Rollins. Also, if you want to get some cool swag, we have links below. Get your baby a Slam and Pair Jeans onesie, or get something more meaningful with the Noah ones. And more swag will be added. I was trying to make some Hudson University swag, and it became very challenging. So, because I'm not an artist, so I'm working on it, but I will get us some swag. Until next time, Taylor, where can everyone keep up with you and the poll?
You guys can find me and the poll on Twitter at @Elphaba_and. You can also find me on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
Wonderful. Felicia.
Hey, if you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at it's Felicia Michelle. On The Buzz, we do a weekly episode. I do 2 shows on Sundays. Now I get to be with my ladies, and I get to talk about SVU, and then I also get to talk about the top 10 what the fuck moments of the week on Buzz Unlisted, and that we do that, and that's on The Buzz. And I'll be, all the links and stuff are on social media, y'all. I hate promoing myself because it's weird. I did my best. See y'all next week.
You did great.
No, I won't see you next week. We'll see you when we see you. We'll let you know when we see you.
Right. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm over at Yael Teagle. That is YAELTYGIEL. I will be available on Twitter, usually talking about old episodes of SVU, because that is what I watch in my free time. Also, you can check me out somewhere. I don't really know what else I'm doing. I'm supposed to have jury duty this week, and I refuse. So I'll let you know if that happens. You'll see me get kicked out of a courthouse for tweeting. So follow me on Twitter to see if that happens. But until next time, make sure you rate and review us. Give us 5 stars if you like us, 4 stars if you don't, 5 stars if you think it's amazing that Taylor did this entire show hotspotting her phone without lights. Wow, that window's giving you some beautiful lighting.
It is, honestly.
I'm kind of on a romantic date with Taylor. We just need like the little candle on the table. Like, this
sorry
is like
how weird for you.
I want to give some shout outs real quick before we go. Sorry, everybody. Jennifer and Holly and John and KM and Daryl and I play softball. And Aaliyah was here. Did I miss anybody? I hope I didn't miss anybody. Thank you so much for being here. We love that you joined us. We were a little bit early today. We love that you were here. Thank you so much. We will see you next time after April 7th, and we will let you know when that is on the socials, or subscribe to this channel and you'll get a notification. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.